I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio. Welcome back inside Studio A here at Radio Bloomington. That's the WJBC studio. And you're tuned to the Midday Show. I'm here until 3 o'clock. Fish Martin will be here. And, of course, we've got the Friday night high school football extravaganza tonight on WJBC. That starts at 6:05 with our feature game, Normal Community at Danville. We'll also have reports from Central Catholic at Rantoul, Manual at Normal West, and Chatham Glenwood at U-High. And coming up later this hour, we'll have a 4K-a-day text to win word for you, your chance to win $1,000. We give away $1,000 four times a day. That's $20,000 a week. So be listening right around 1:55, right before 2 o'clock, and we'll have that for you. Every month, Mike Milligan, Dr. Mike from Eastland Dental Center, joins us to talk dentistry and health and medical stuff. And, you know, he's more than just your average dentist, because they do screenings for heart disease and, well, you name it. If you've heard the segments, you know what I'm talking about. Oral systemic health. Screenings for oral systemic health. If you listen to Mike's segments, you know that everything is connected to what happens in your mouth. Dr. Mike, how are you?
Well, I'm real good, although I don't like this weather. Golf season's about over up here.
Well, at least you got a round in yesterday, right?
I did, yeah.
And people who know that you play golf. That if you could, you'd play golf 24 hours a day. But tell everybody how many rounds of golf you've already played this year.
113.
113 rounds of golf. And when was your first round of golf? It couldn't have been in January.
Yes, it was.
It was in January?
Down in Florida, I took a trip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that explains it, yeah.
Yeah.
So 113 rounds of golf. So I'm trying to figure this out. We're about, what, three-quarters of the way through the year.
Yeah.
So that's how many rounds a week is that?
Well,
is that about
if I make it to 122 rounds, which is, I'm going to
Is that your
that's
record?
That's one every third day.
Is right, that your record?
Year. Probably would be. Oh, yeah. Since college, that would easily be my record. Mm-hmm. Way beyond my record, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the last time you were here, we talked about, I asked you a question.
Yeah.
Because you do these screenings, and I've actually come in and had one of these screenings, because what it does is it tells you, you can explain this better than I can, but what are the potential chances that you have plaque in your arteries, in your neck? You know, because we check your heart, right? You do.
Right.
There are
right.
checks for your heart, but not other spots on your body. So you've got these specialists in, and they come in and they put you on a machine. It takes like 30 minutes, and it's not invasive at all. But you check for the possibility. Are you a likely risk for plaque and that sort of thing? And I asked you if you've had any people who you've done these screenings for who you've found a problem and maybe saved their lives. Mm-hmm. And at the time, since I kind of gave you the question out of left field, you didn't have an answer. But you have one today.
Well, I said yes, but then today I've got examples for you.
Okay, well, that's what I want to know.
And you know, last time we did talk about an apple a day. And so for lunch today, I did have a protein bar and an apple. I wanted to just mention that. But anyway, yeah, so for instance, a lady from Champaign referred to us from a physician over there. Had a heart attack, hopes to prevent another one, and so a saliva test shows she has pathogenic bacteria in her mouth, the bad bacteria, so they need to be treated. She has a tooth that hurts, so they want to know, does she have an abscess tooth, because abscess teeth trigger about 50% of heart attacks, the final trigger. Well, it wasn't abscess, but we were able to determine that. She was diagnosed with sleep apnea and can't wear a CPAP. Sleep apnea is a cause of heart attacks, strokes, and cardiovascular disease, so we can treat that for her. She had pain in the back of her head and neck, and we can treat that for her. So this is the type of thing.
And this is at the dentist's office.
At the dental office.
You can treat all those things.
Yes.
At Eastland Dental Center.
Correct, yeah. Absolutely. We do it all the time. Another person, for instance, came from Pekin, Illinois. A physician referred her. The blood numbers showed inflammation in the arteries, and there was no other probable cause other than dental. So the physician did a oral bacteria test and found there were pathogenic oral bacteria. And the physician tried to treat that for over a year with oral rinses and antibiotics with no success. The pathogens were still there. The inflammation was still there. Sent the lady to our office, and with our protocols, both in our office and what we showed her to do at home, we treated those oral bacteria, got them out of her mouth, and the blood numbers normalized. So a physician referred another physician from Champaign, Illinois, who had a high myeloperoxidase, that's a blood number, and high inflammation in his body. And so these things are very potential for heart attack and stroke. And so our diagnosis showed an abscessed tooth, which again, trigger for about 50% of heart attacks. We got that tooth out, a lot of oral pathogenic bacteria, so we treated that. His blood numbers normalized. A pilot from about 40 miles north of Bloomington, sleep apnea, can't wear a CPAP. So he was, in order to keep flying, he had to have the sleep apnea treated. So we did an oral sleep appliance. We also treated him with some oral facial myology, showed him how to do those exercises and a breathing program. Sleep apnea was taken care of, no problem. He kept on flying. In a child, age 6, both the upper and the lower jaws were way too narrow, which eventually will cause airway problems, let alone the appearance, the narrow face and all. And so, and she was a mouth breather, so we showed her how to breathe properly. We did the oral facial myology exercises. We put some little retainers in her mouth with a screw and expanded those jaws for her gently over time. She has a beautiful facial structure now and a much better airway. We have prevented incredible problems for her.
Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center is our guest. EastlandDental.com is their website. You can find out about everything they offer. They're not your typical dentist's office, as you can tell by listening to our segments with Dr. Mike. We'll take a pause here. Come back with more with Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center on WJBC. It's the midday show on WJBC with Mark Strauss, 123, 42 degrees. We've got light rain. It's miserable out there this afternoon. The rain's supposed to taper off around 3 or 4 o'clock, and it's starting to, if you look at the radar, it's starting to get lighter, so it should stop here pretty soon. Dr. Mike Milligan is our guest from Eastland Dental Center. He visits with us every month. He's more than just your typical dentist. You know that from listening to our segments. And coming up, in a week or so, two weeks from yesterday, another heart attack and stroke prevention meeting. And who have you got coming in for this?
Oh, it's going to be a great meeting. It's at 6:30 p.m. October 24th, Thursday at Bloomington Country Club. It is open to the public. It's free. And we've got Dr. Craig Bax from Springfield, Dr. Rule Wright from Bloomington, Dr. Bill Ray of Normal, Dr. Paul Nord of Bloomington, Roberta Van Zant, her nurse practitioner from Pekin, and then DVT screening and myself speaking. It'll be an hour and a half. If you or you know of someone who could benefit, call my office, 663-4711, to register. And then we're going to follow that up with a cardiovascular screening in my office, the screening that we've talked about, where we do 8 different tests to see if you're at risk for a heart attack, stroke.
Is this the one that I did with you?
Yes.
So it only takes like a half an hour.
Well, it's about 45 minutes.
And it's not invasive at all.
No. And we do, like I said, 8 different screens. It's $129, and which is a ridiculous cost for what we do in there. And
just think about when you go to the doctor and have blood work done, and you don't take any blood, but just think about any sort of test that you do and what that ends up costing.
Right.
This is less than what a patient payment portion would be with an insurance policy.
Right. Yeah. And so we're going to do that from 10 to 5 on November 8th, Friday, November 8th, in my office. And you can register there. There's 20 time slots, and they're going to fill up. So, but call and register. Call us at 663-4711. Mm-hmm. Or you can go online at dvtimaging.com. Scroll down and register there at our office for that. So,
well, I can tell you, I would recommend anybody who's, and you may think a little bit differently. I would recommend anybody who's 50 or older to have one of these screenings because best case scenario, it gives you peace of mind that nothing's wrong and there's nothing potentially coming up down the road. Mm-hmm. But there's also that possibility that something will be found because, again, this is about – it's not just about plaque in the arteries of your heart or that region. It's – what about your legs?
Right.
What about your neck? You know, those main arteries.
Yeah. So it's lung health, brain health. If it's in your arteries.
Your jugular vein.
Well, there you go. Your carotid arteries.
Is that what you call it?
Well, but it's important. So, we'd love to see you. And
you laughed when I said that.
You. Well, it's all good.
That's what we call it.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, I
just call it your jugular
almost.
Vein.
Oh. I sure do enjoy visiting with you.
All right. I must have said something silly.
No.
That a doctor thinks is funny.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
All right. So what's the most important thing that I'm going to hear at this meeting on the 24th?
You're going to hear what you need to know to prevent heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetes for yourself or for your loved ones.
All right. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. The website is eastlanddental.com, or you can call them at 663-4711. Good to see you.
Great to see you, Mark.
And let me know when you're playing golf again.
It might be a while with this weather.
Well, you might go to Florida.
Well, that's true.